And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 13th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northwest Fitzroy 1008, expected northwest Shannon 1001 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Tira, northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers in south, good, occasionally poor. South of Tira, variable 3 or less until later in north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, northerly veering easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in north. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast veering southeast for a time in Cromarty, 3 to 5, occasionally 2, except in Dogger. Showers in Dogger, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northeast 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5. Fair, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain at first in northwest, good, occasionally poor at first in northwest. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic, becoming mainly westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west Sole. Decreasing 3 at times elsewhere. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East or southeast, veering west or southwest later in Lundy and Fastnet, 3 to 5. Becoming variable 2 at times. Showers developing, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Shannon and 3 elsewhere. Rain or thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, east or southeast 3 to 5. Showers later, thundery in Malin, moderate or good. Bailey, south 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast backing east or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming easterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, south-southeast 2, 1015, steady. Stornoway, north-northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast 1, 32 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick automatic, southeast by east 3, 13 miles, 1018, now falling. Aberdeen, southeast by east 2, 13 miles, 1019, now falling. Lucas, northeast by east 2, fog, 300 metres, 1019, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by north 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, north northwest 3. 1016, falling slowly. Sandettie Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 4, 5 miles, 1014. Jersey, east northeast 4, 32 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1014. Silly Automatic, east by south, 4. 6 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast, 2. 32 miles, 1013, steady. Aberporth, northwest, 1. 7 miles, 1014, now rising. Valley, east, 2. 14 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, 3. 8 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest by west, 1. 24 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 3. 22 miles, 1015, steady. Malinhead, southeast, 4. 27 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast, 2. 32 miles, 1015, steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 12th of July. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will maintain settled conditions across the United Kingdom tonight, albeit with some fog patches in the northeast. However, during Sunday, an Atlantic front will move towards western and southwestern areas, bringing rain or showers here later in the day. Winds will remain generally light or moderate in strength. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 3 to 5, backing east or northeast 2 to 4 for a time. Fog patches, except in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 2 to 4, then veering east later. Fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast 2 or 3, backing northwest 3 or 4, veering east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North, veering northeast later 2 to 4. Fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Salsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Salsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, veering southeast, then south or southwest later. 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or southeast 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 for a time, then becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Mainly easterly or southeasterly, but northeasterly in northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 3 to 5, backing east or northeast 2 to 4 for a time, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, then occasionally variable 2 again later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. The Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in far north, becoming variable 3 or less for a time elsewhere. Mainly fair, good. The Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 3 or 4 for a time. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll hand you over to the World Service shortly, but we'll be back on air at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service. Brazil's beef industry is booming.
We have 225 million animals, and in Brazil we have 210 million people, so we have a little bit more than one cow per person.
The vast majority of those are zebu cattle, known as super cows.
The super cows can gain a lot of weight relatively quickly. You can produce more meat over a shorter period of time.
Brazilians love its beef.
When they go for a Brazilian barbecue, they ask for it because we recognize as our cattle special cut.
And it has made Brazil the world's leading beef exporter.
So this growing demand means that they can continue to increase the levels of production.
So for the Inquiry this week, we're asking, can Brazil's super cows feed the world? Join me, David Baker, after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The President of the European Commission has warned that consumers and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic will be hurt by new tariffs on EU exports announced by President Trump. Europe, along with Mexico, are the latest targets of Mr. Trump, who in one week has announced higher duties on 25 countries he believes are exploiting the United States. He says these will encourage US consumers to buy more American-made goods, but the Mexican President, Claudia Sheinbaum, called them unfair.
We are clear about what kinds of things we can work with the US government and what others we cannot. And there is one thing that is never negotiable, and that is the sovereignty of our country.
Sudan's army in western Darfur province says its troops are regaining control of key locations in the city of Al-Fasher that were captured on Friday by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The RSF disputes the army's account. David Bamford reports.
Sudan's government army has had some military success regaining control of central Khartoum 4 months ago. But in the west, it's been under siege since the war began in 2023. Al-Fasher is the last major city in the Darfur region still under the army's control. The RSF advanced into the western suburbs on Friday and says it holds the cattle market and police headquarters. Residents say the fighting is intense and they're forced to shelter in makeshift bunkers dug in courtyards and next to their houses.
The Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza has confirmed 24 people have been killed near an aid distribution site. Palestinians who were present say Israeli troops opened fire as people were trying to access food. Video from the hospital shows 10 body bags surrounded by nurses and people in bloodstained clothes. More details from Amir Nader in Jerusalem.
The Israel Defense Forces denied the allegations, saying there were no known injuries from its fire.